The third annual Daisy Art Parade should be the biggest yet, says organizer Brian Cunahan, who also teaches art at Community High School in downtown Roanoke. And there's a new twist this Saturday.
We're partnering with the Street Performers Expo this year that has closed off for the weekend of May 10th and 11th. They're closing off Kirk from Jefferson to 2nd Street. There'll be street performers and various acts there all weekend.
From Kirk Avenue in Jefferson, the Daisy Art Parade will wind up at Henrietta Lacks Plaza. Local arts organizations and neighborhood groups that have been working on costumes, signs, papier-mâché sculptures, and the like will take part.
Part of the project was to engage the community in the making, but certainly having people come by and see it, I'd love it, because it's such a wonderful spectacle. There's so much joy, there's so much pride in everyone having made something together, and there's sort of an identity building going on, too. So I think it'll be really fun to come and see.
At Lacks Plaza, there will be an opportunity for cultural organizations and other groups to introduce themselves to parade goers.
Our parade route takes a left off Kirk onto 2nd. It's right by the municipal building. I think that's a really good location to set up your chair and watch people parade by. We're even considering having a megaphone to explain what each group is this year.
Cunahan expects between 600 and 800 participants in Saturday's Daisy Art Parade, the highest numbers to date. Gene Marano, WFIR News.